Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
You listen to Vectis Radio, and we've got a special guest in the studio. It's Teresa Brimble Brennan.
That's right.
It should have like a lady in front of it. Lady Brimble Brennan. How are you?
I'm great, thanks, Ian. Thank you for inviting me.
No, it's a pleasure, because I know you do fantastic work at the council, and I know that for the next few minutes, at least, you're gonna chuck us some stuff, some detail, which is going to be really, really helpful. So what are we talking about?
That's the plan. So we're talking about 1+1 today, Ian. So what we know is that the cost of living crisis is having a huge impact on our relationships. We're also aware that there's less finances available. So we've got an app on the island and we're really lucky to have it. And 1+1 have produced some digital resources to help parents reflect on conflict in their relationship, whether that's conflict with current or ex-partners, and also looking at the impact that that has on our children. So the resources that they have use videos and animations that incorporate evidence-based techniques that promote behaviour change and help parents to argue in ways that are helpful rather than harmful. So these are the programmes we've got. They've actually got four different courses that they have. So there's something there for everybody. So they have Me, You and Baby 2, and that focuses on you and expectant parents. And that's really getting them to look at the changes that happen to their relationship through parenthood. They also have another app on there, which is called Arguing Better, and that kind of looks at how stress impacts on relationships and how that parents can work together to deal with that. They also have Getting It Right for the Children, and that is an app that's there purely for separating or separated parents. And that one focuses on that co-parenting relationship and the better communication between them. And the last one they have on there is Debt and Relationships. And the real focus for that is because we know that debt and money troubles are among the biggest cause of relation stress. And we want parents to be aware of the importance of acting fast and talking to your partner.
Wow, there's an awful lot of stuff there. And, you know, it's probably the perfect time to start addressing a few things, because I would imagine you've just had Christmas, you've overspent, and now you may have a few problems. You may have just had Christmas and not been able to overspend, and now you're feeling miserable about it.
Absolutely.
And, you know, there's all sorts of connotations here. And I think, first of all, it's brilliant that there's something there. And I would imagine there's an awful lot of people that are thinking, well, it's not going to affect me. But I bet you do know somebody that is going through some of the situations that you've just mentioned. So how do we get involved? You say there's an app. Where can we download it?
So the app is on the Isle of Wight Gov web pages. You can access it on there. We've also put the app into all of the family hubs and family centres. There are posters as you walk through the doors. All the staff in there are trained and have understanding of the app, so you can get support from any member of staff in any of the family hubs or centres across the island on this. So literally you scan it on your phone, you register for an account, and then you have access to all of those free resources. You can dip in and out of them as and when you need them.
So it's all there for you, and you don't really even have to make a phone call. You just get the app and take it from there.
Absolutely. But if you do need support, so for example, if you struggle to kind of access it on your phone or your laptop, or perhaps you don't understand, or you need some support with reading some of the material on there, you can go into the family hubs and they can give you some one-to-one support to be able to do that. So
where's the family hubs?
So family hubs are across the island. So the main hubs are in Sandown, Ryde and Newport, but there's also Shanklin, Ventnor, East Cowes, Sandown, all across the island, and over in West Wight as well. So pop into your nearest one and they will have the poster there with the QR code.
So if there's anybody out there thinking, right, okay, I've hit rock bottom or I just need some assistance, this is definitely for them, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think what you was talking about earlier about after Christmas, I think the cost of living has put huge pressure on families, and we've got a little bit less in our pocket, all of us at the moment. So quite often conversations between parents will be about, actually, we've got a little bit of money. Well, I think we need to spend it on this, and no, we need this for the family. And that's where it can start. It can start by deciding on where that bit of money is going to go. So this is where the app is really helpful, because it gets us to focus on the impact that those conversations will have on our children, but actually the importance of having that better communication. And 1+1 are the UK's leading relationship research and innovation charity. So, and they have been dealing with this for the past 50 years. So that the work that they have done to create this app, they know exactly what needed to be in there.
Fantastic. And as I say, so if you're now thinking, you know, like a lot of people, I'm stressed, I've got no money,
yeah,
and so on, the kids are playing up or whatever, you know, it now's the time. Don't bury it.
Absolutely.
Seek some advice, seek some help.
Yep, absolutely. And like I said to you before, with that Me, You and Baby 2 is a perfect one. Any parent that is expecting now, that's got a little bit of time on their hands, because while you're waiting for baby to come along, that's the time when you've got a bit of time on your hands, go and download this app. It will explain to you and give you lots of information about those first 1,001 days, critical days for a baby, and it help you to understand how your relationship is going to change when baby comes along, and what you can do to kind of support that relationship and get you through those first few months when things can get a bit challenging. We all know what it's like a new baby comes on board. Nothing quite is the same as it was before. So helping us to understand that and prepare for that will help that relationship get through those difficult times, perhaps.
How brilliant is that? I mean, I know I wish that there was more around when I was, you know, I became a father for the first time, you know, telling you how you might feel and so on, some kind of support there. It's a bit like when I left school. No one really told me how I was going to feel or what I should do. So having these things in place, you know, at your fingertips, and I mean, things have changed. We've got them on our phones. We can just go click, 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 and there's the help. You mentioned courses. So is it a proper course? Do you sit in a classroom, or is it all done on the phone?
It's all done on the phone. So you literally dip in and out. There's animations on there. There's clips. There's top tips in there. There's a little bit of everything there. We have got the family hubs now that have incorporated some of the work from 1+1 into some of their parenting programs as well. So they will touch on it as well. If you want some support with some of the apps, you can go into the family centre and be assigned a worker who can work through some of those courses with you, so that you could do it with a little bit of feedback as well. So there's options there. What we're trying to do is create something so there's something there for everybody. So whether you just want to be able to download something and access it yourself and go through that yourself, that's absolutely fine. But actually, if you're the sort of person that you want to be able to go through that alongside somebody else and maybe have some of the discussions around some of the content in there, then actually we can accommodate that as well.
It's great that this is in place. What triggered it? Is it that bad out there on the island?
No, I just think we're trying to be on the island. We're trying to be innovative. And I think that's certainly come across as far as 1+1 is concerned. I think we're trying to reach out to families, and we're trying to put support in place before things get bad. That's where we're really at. We want to be part of that preventative work rather than trying to sort things out when everything's gone terribly wrong. We want children to have good, happy lives. And actually, if that means making sure that parents are supported throughout their journey. As you said before, it's tough being a parent. So it's important for us to make sure that parents have got all of the support and help that they might need along their parenting journey.
It's good to know. It's really good to know that there's people like yourself and your team that have got these things in place, and they've thought about what the future might look like. So let's do this now. I think that's brilliant. I really do. So going back to the app, it's called 1+1, and all the details. If you just type in 1+1, it's a completely free app.
Yep.
And you can just download it, and it's probably going to be your best friend for a while.
Absolutely. It'll ask you where you're from. You'll just click on there to say you're from the Isle of Wight. So we've got so many licences that we've brought, and we're trying to get as many people signed up to those licences while we've got them, because it is that great resource. As I said before, we've also been invited to do a new trial. So we are part of a new trial on the island as well, and that is for separated parents. And that is a new app that they are currently trialling with us. We're very lucky. We're one of two places that they have chosen to do that, and the Isle of Wight is one of them. So that is happening as well. So if you are in a relationship that is separating, there is this new app there as well that you could take part in that trial and be part of that trial too.
And this is rolled out nationally in March, isn't it?
So That's right.
You've got a bit of time to sort of, you know, put something in place.
Absolutely. They've chosen us as an area to be able to trial it out. So it would be great to get some feedback on what parents think of that, because actually what they're saying and their thoughts and ideas will help to make that even better when it does get rolled out nationally. So
fantastic. I think it's great what you're doing. What's the name? Is that app the same, or is it a slightly different app?
That's a different app. Because that's a new trial app. So that'll only be available for the next couple of months while they're trialing it until it gets the big launch.
Do you have a name for it so we can download it?
That one is Separating Better.
Separating Better. So you just go to your app store and just put in Separating Better.
And all of the details are on the Isle of Wight Council web pages as well, and on their Family Information Hub.
Fantastic. I'm just going to offer you something now. If you sort out a 30-second script, come in and voice it, and we'll put it on the air as a commercial.
Fabulous.
For both apps. I'm more than happy to do that, because I think the more help that we get for people, the better it is going to be for the island.
Absolutely. That's what we're all here.
And I'll say to people, if you've heard about this, don't keep it to yourself.
No.
You might be one of the lucky ones out there. You really, and you know, let's hope that you are. If you're one of the lucky ones and your life is lovely, just remember there's always someone else that's worse off than yourself. So next time you bump into somebody and somebody say their life's not too good at the moment because...
Yeah.
Point them in the right direction. It's up to us to help out.
It is. It's up to us now to spread the word.
Brilliant. It's a pleasure spending time with you, and hopefully you're going to come back on a regular basis.
Indeed, Ian, I'll be back.
And I can't wait to hear that new commercial of yours as well.
We'll even put a jingle to it.